Australia's homegrown armoured personnel carriers have become a formidable ally of the Ukrainian ground forces, with the Australian government so far having given 60 Bushmasters to the Ukraine throughout the war. Starting next year, the Australian Defence Force will deploy 70 training personnel and another 30 more Bushmasters to the UK to train Ukraine's armed forces with the equipment. Also developing, Kyiv continues to be devastated by wave after wave of Russian missiles. The missiles are reportedly targeting civilian infrastructure, including power and water supplies. Dominic Giles asked Associate Professor Matthew Sussex, Fellow at Australian National University Strategic and Defence Studies Centre, whether it is legal for Russia to be targeting critical infrastructure.
Well, look, strictly speaking, targeting civilian infrastructure isn't a legitimate military target, unless that civilian infrastructure is used at least partly for military purposes. So, whereas, for instance, the Ukrainians targeting the Kerch Bridge over to Crimea was legitimate because the Russians were using it to move tanks, artillery, heavy equipment, military equipment, and so on, shooting at power stations is not something that really fits within the laws of war because it hits civilians and hurts civilians more than anything else. And I think one thing we're seeing from the attacks on power generation and on water supplies is a deliberate attempt by the Russian government to try and make the Ukrainian people as uncomfortable as possible over the winter and potentially, you know, sap their will to fight. It's unlikely to be successful.
What is a Bushmaster and where has Australia used it?
So a Bushmaster is a great big armoured SUV. Think of it like that. It's sometimes referred to as the battlefield Uber or the battlefield taxi. You can use it, predominantly you'd use it to ferry troops around from rear areas to the front lines. And the point of a Bushmaster is that it's fairly well armoured and fairly survivable, so it can survive, you know, hits by mortars, grenades, and so forth, and you know, no real problem for the troops inside. It can also go cross country, and so it's really useful on the battlefield, particularly since the Ukrainians rely a lot on manoeuvrability, being able to get from point to point quickly. So that's why they're interested in the Bushmasters, and that's why we've been supplying them.
Why is the ADF sending training personnel to the UK and not closer to the Ukraine?
Mainly because if you were to say, you could send them to Poland, for instance, but that's NATO facilities, and Australia isn't a member of NATO. We do have regular exchanges with the UK armed forces, and so it would be fairly easy for the ADF to slot in training programs within the UK. They're also not going to Ukraine proper because of the risk that, you know, what would happen if an Australian service person got injured or killed or, you know, potentially even captured, given that some of Ukraine is a war zone. So in order to minimise the risk of international incidents, the ADF is going, you know, a long way away from the fighting to the place where most of the Ukrainian new members of the armed forces are getting trained anyway. So, you know, it suits the purpose, and Australian trainers are actually very good at what they do.
How will the Bushmaster be applied by the Ukrainians?
Yeah, so the Bushmaster will be sort of used to ferry troops to hotspots in the battlefield, sometimes to evacuate wounded people, sometimes to move people from point to point on the front lines. As I say, they're fairly survivable and they're fairly manoeuvrable as well. So you can use them in a whole variety of different contexts. And the Ukrainians have been using the Bushmasters. We've already sent them to pretty good effect. I think they lost a few as well. You know, I think two or three got destroyed. So to an extent, this is you know, replacing some of the losses. But they are certainly highly valued by the Ukrainian armed forces, just like you know, we like them, because you get places that otherwise you might not be able to do fairly quickly.
As we continue to support Ukraine with Australian-made Bushmasters, what is Russia's reaction of Australia's involvement in the conflict?
It's interesting. Russia previously has paid not an enormous amount of attention to Australia. Vladimir Putin once famously said that, I know where Australia is, but I never think about it. more recently, I think since this conflict began, Russia's becoming a bit more interested in Australia because of its, you know, quite rigorous promotion, defence, if you like, of the so-called rules-based order, and certainly support for Ukraine. And that means, of course, when there's increased attention by Russia, it generally means if you're a Western country like Australia, then it means unwelcome attention, you know, in the form of foreign interference, in the form of espionage, and other things as well. So, you know, we have attracted the gaze of Russia to an extent.
Associate Professor Matthew Sussex, fellow at ANU's Strategic and Defence Studies Centres, speaking there with Dominic Giles.